Yo, what's up my self-care squad? Riley Hart here, your daily dose of realness straight to your ears. Ever feel like you're just going through the motions? Like a hamster on a wheel, except instead of cheese at the end, there's just more scrolling? We get it, life is chaos. School, work, social media, that constant pressure to be on, it's exhausting. But listen up, because today we're diving deep into something that's seriously underrated. Self-discovery through journaling and reflection. No, this isn't your grandma's diary where you secretly penned all your crushes and angsty poems. This is about taking control of your inner world, figuring out what truly lights you up, and silencing those pesky doubts that whisper you're not enough. Think of it like a mental spa day, except instead of cucumber water and face masks, we've got introspective vibes and some serious brain picking. Okay, so here's the tea. Journaling isn't just about scribbling random thoughts, though let's be real, sometimes that's necessary. It's a powerful tool to unlock your inner badass, understand your motivations, and figure out what makes you tick. It's like having a therapist in your pocket, but way cheaper. Think of it this way. Imagine a tangled mess of yarn that's your thoughts and emotions, all jumbled up. Journaling is like untangling that yarn, fed by thread. You start to see patterns, understand connections, and ultimately, piece together who you truly are. Key takeaway #1. Ditch the perfect journaling myth. Forget fancy fonts or profound insights. Just get your thoughts out there, the good, the bad, the ugly. It's like a brain dump, but way more therapeutic. You know that feeling when you're overthinking something and it just spins in your head like a broken record? Journaling helps break that cycle. You literally put those thoughts on paper, and suddenly they feel less overwhelming. Think of it as mental decluttering, freeing up space for clarity and peace. Key takeaway #2. Don't underestimate the power of reflection. Take some time to analyze your journal entries. What recurring themes pop up? Were you constantly stressed about something specific? What makes you happy? Use those insights to make conscious choices that align with your values and goals. It's like having a cheat sheet for life, but instead of answers, it gives you the tools to find your own. Key takeaway #3. Make journaling a habit, not a chore. Set aside a few minutes each day, even 5 or 10 will do. Find a quiet spot, light a candle, or just blast some chill music, and let those thoughts flow. Think about that moment you're scrolling through TikTok and stumble upon that video that makes you laugh so hard your stomach hurts. Or when you're lost in a good book and forget everything else exists. Those are moments of pure joy, right? Journaling can help you identify what brings you those feelings and then make more space for them in your life. Key takeaway #4. Life is a journey, not a destination. Be kind to yourself, embrace the ups and downs, and use journaling as a tool to navigate it all with grace and authenticity. It's like having a GPS for your soul, helping you stay on track and discover hidden treasures along the way. Okay, real talk. Ever felt like you were playing catch up in life? Like everyone else had their act together except you? Yeah, we've all been there. But here's the thing. Self-discovery isn't about comparing yourself to others. It's about knowing your own worth, understanding your strengths and weaknesses, and embracing your unique journey. Remember that time you aced that presentation even though you were freaking out beforehand? Well, when you finally mustered up the courage to try something new and it turned out amazing. Those are moments of self-discovery in action. Journaling can help amplify those experiences and build your confidence over time. So, how do you actually make this whole journaling thing work? Start small. Grab a notebook or just use that notes app on your phone. Don't worry about grammar or making it sound deep. Just write. Write about your day, your thoughts, your dreams, your fears, whatever comes to mind. And remember, this is for you. Don't judge yourself. Don't overthink it. Just be honest and authentic. You got this. Follow me on TikTok at Riley Hart Self Care for more daily dose of realness, because self care isn't a luxury, it's a necessity. And tag me in your journal entries, I want to see what you're up to. Now go out there and unlock your inner badass. Peace out.
This podcast is created with the help of advanced AI to deliver thoughtful affirmations and positive messages just for you.